Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hour three, if you're listening to the podcast of the Donna and Steve Experience, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. All right. Very excited. All right, let me tell you about Ed Sheeran, okay?
All right, this is great. This is so Donna.
Did you feel happy when you saw this?
I didn't feel happy. I just felt intrigued.
I thought you would have felt almost a connection to him.
I like what he's thinking. But I kind of don't want to wait this long for the music. Because, you know, I'll probably, he's going to outlive me.
Well, hey now.
Hey now.
That attitude's not stretching your life out one bit now, little lady.
Ed Sheeran has revealed that he's already planning for a posthumous album to be released after his death. He was talking to Rolling Stone and he said he has plans to release at least 5 more records throughout his career, with a special album being planned for after his demise.
Wow.
It's going to be a continual work in progress. He said, I want to like slowly make this album so that it's quote unquote perfect for the rest of my life. Adding songs here and there. He said, you just have to wait. He has it in his will that after he dies, it'll come out.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Talk about planning for your death.
Jenny emailed, wait, don't tell me. Ed Sheeran has a death notebook just like Donna?
Wow.
I'm worried about her. I feel like she is on the express track to becoming Flossie Dickey. Not
she one. Did not say that.
Read the email.
Jenny!
Patty! That's pretty funny. Yeah, because Donna yesterday was talking about how she did her What to Do When I Die. What's
it
called?
In Case I Die binder.
The In Case I Die binder that she's been...
Which is thoughtful.
Which is.
Thank
it is
you.
Thoughtful.
Thank you, Steve.
But it's also, you know...
I guess I didn't have to say it out loud. I could just do it.
No, it's relatable. There are other people who want to do it. For every Jenny, there's a Judy who's like, I've had my binder for years, since I was in my 20s. We should all probably have a death binder.
How about this email? Steve, seriously, you were not aware that trees bud at this time of year? That's from Karen.
So Karen, first of all, don't bud shame me. I didn't know that with it still being so cold and so much snow on the ground, the trees would be in full bud. When do they bud? Do they bud like when it's freezing outside? I was just surprised to see so many buds on the trees. You know, it got me jacked up. I was pumped about it. Beverly Hills, how things have changed. Here's another email. This is from Sonia. She says, we were talking about touring stars' homes and all that kind of stuff. In the early 80s, my hubby and sister went on a trip to Los Angeles and they got a map to stars' houses. In Beverly Hills, they knocked on a front door. Paul Stanley from Kiss answered.
What?
At Diana Ross's house. They were dating at the time. Nice guy. But that would never happen today. Lol.
Can you start the story all over?
Sure. I didn't think it was super difficult to follow, but I will do it one more time. In the early 80s, Sonia writes, my hubby and sister went on a trip to Los Angeles and got a map to Star's houses. In Beverly Hills, they knocked on a front door and Paul Stanley from Kiss answered. At Diana Ross's house. They were dating at the time. Nice guy, but that would never happen today. Lol.
I feel like there's a lot of missing information in that story. So
I
you
feel
got
like
a
you
map.
Got the nuts and bolts.
You got a map of the Star's houses. You were like, huh, here's where Diana Ross lives.
Yeah.
Let me walk up to her door and ring the bell.
You've already figured it all out, Donna.
And then who answers? None other than Paul Stanley of Kiss.
And that's
what happened after that?
They just said he was a nice guy. I'm sure it was like, yeah, hey, all right, yeah, nice to meet you guys.
I thought she gave the best parts of the story. Why are you so mad at this email? I thought it was a good email.
I wanted to hear more. Oh, my God. What are we doing?
And they're sitting out there and they're like, hey, we should just go. We should just knock on the door. When will we ever be here again? Just knock on the door. They don't have a gate up. Just knock.
I guess.
The neighborhood.
Sure.
They're people. Weird.
And now this story about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Okay.
Yes.
I'll be quick. I just thought it was interesting. The two of them started sharing a bank account when they were in high school together so that they would have money for auditions. They were on a podcast, or at least Matt was, and he said, yeah, it was unusual looking back, but as long as one of them had money, they knew the power wouldn't get shut off.
Mm.
High school. Power? The power wouldn't, doesn't mom and dad take care of the power company?
Well, you're really fine-tooth combing these emails and stories today.
But don't, all right.
I don't know, maybe it was like right or after high school. I don't know. Maybe it's.
He said, I remember after doing Geronimo, I probably had like $35,000 in the bank. I was like, hey, we're good. We're good for a year. Mm-hmm. You were allowed to take $10 out and get quarters to go to the arcade and play video games. Eventually, we were allowed to try to buy beer, which never worked. Ben said their positive attitude is what helped them. He said, Matt and I always felt like we were in it together. Like, hey, I want to get this part, but I want you to get the part too.
Mm.
So when they talk about, okay, I'm going to fine comb. What's the expression? I'm going to fine comb tooth it.
Fine tooth comb it.
Okay, my question is, does it cost money to audition?
I don't think so. I think it just costs money to live.
Okay.
I think that's what they're referencing.
All right. I need more details.
Rent, groceries. Here again, I feel like there are some context clues. I'm just surprised that you're walking away from the email and this story.
I want to hear more.
Like it was some sort of an M. Night Shyamalan cliffhanger situation.
It just sounds like it could be embellished or elaborated on. That's all. I just wanted to hear more. I'm done.
Hey, Donna. It's 11:11.
Make a wish.
I am.
Can I give something away?
We would love it. What do you have? Anything good? It's Friday.
I just reached in my pocket and I found a pair of tickets to Colin Jost at the State Theater on Thursday, June 22nd.
Well, let's give those away. Mike, what do you say? What number caller will you give those to?
Six.
Caller number six to 651-641-1071. You get those two tickets to go see Colin Jost. Good luck to you when we come back. 12 things we never thought we'd do as adults, but here we are. We'll go through the list. It's fun. That's a
happy Friday, everybody. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
It's me. From the old stomping yard, as it were. 12 things you thought when you were younger you'd never do, but now you're an adult and you do them anyway. Mm-hmm. We will run through as many of these as we can get to.
Okay.
Would you like to play along, Donna?
I would, because there's one on there that I actually do.
Let me see. Looking at, I think I might know which one you're talking about. Bird watching. Let's start right there. As a kid, you probably thought I'd never be a bird watcher. I once had a buddy who said, oh, those are BWDs. I said, what does that mean? He said, bird watching dorks. Bird watching.
Aww.
You used to think, what a dumb way to spend your time. And now, almost any bird I see, I'm like, look at that bird.
Me too.
How about that bird?
I love bird.
Check out the color of that bird.
I know.
The cardinal.
Beautiful. Oh, and the mohawk. Does the cardinal have the mohawk?
Are you thinking maybe of
a robin?
Not a robin. Maybe a mohawk, more like a woodpecker option?
Maybe.
Does a blue jay have a bit of a faux hawk, maybe?
Cardinal's got a pretty good mohawk.
A cardinal has a mohawk?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Why don't I think of a mohawk when I think of a cardinal? Cardinal mohawk. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay, I got
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Does a blue jay have a mohawk?
Oh, God, is that a beautiful bird. Wow.
And why? Yeah, the blue jay has a mohawk, too. why, you know, the male cardinal. Oh, boy, this is getting exciting.
Well, listen to us. We've become our parents.
The male cardinal is bright red, and the female cardinal is a reddish brown. Do you know why?
To differentiate between them?
Oh, hey, sorry, buddy. I didn't know. No, because it helps to protect the mother. It helps the mother of the young to blend in more to the surroundings.
Nice.
It's like on that old, you know, that commercial where you're becoming your dad, those insurance commercials. They're so funny. But there's one recently where they're in an elevator and he's talking to them all, you know, boy, it must be a nice view up there on 17. All that. But my favorite part is as everyone's leaving, he steps out and says, stay in touch.
Oh, those commercials are brilliant.
All right, let's go back to what we were talking about. 12 things you thought I'll never do, and now I'm doing them. Let's see how many we can get through. Gardening. Somebody said, growing up, working in the garden was a punishment. Now, it's joy, right?
It's relaxing. Peaceful. Yeah. It's a good way to unwind.
This is a Reddit list that they compiled. Giving up on creativity. We're getting a little bit darker here. You thought you'd never. One person said that as a kid, they wanted to be an artist and insisted they'd never get a job working for the man. Yet.
Here we are. Yeah.
You never thought when you were a kid that when you grew up, you would stop liking new music. Now, what do? You just kind of listen to the music that you liked growing up.
You know, I don't. But I have siblings that only listen to older stuff. And I'm like, you are missing out on so much good music.
I think your career has kept your perspective young in that way because you've always been around new music.
That is a good point. Yeah, yeah. It kind of bums me out. It's like all you're listening to is what you were listening to in college.
So my mom always says we had the best music when we would grow up listening to the oldies on 3WS. Why are you laughing at the name of this station?
I don't know.
Donna. This is where the one that I think Donna will raise her hand on. She probably didn't think this would happen when she was younger, but now she does it as an adult. Going to bed early voluntarily.
That's one, for sure.
That was not the one.
That's not the one I was thinking of, but yes. I like going to bed early because I like getting up early now.
Yeah, yes, queen.
I am Flossie Diggie.
Not one bit. How about this? You never thought you, when you were young, that you would tell your kid, because I said so. Another person added, I thought I'd never say, while you live under my roof, you'll live by my rules.
Right.
I think I just said a variation of both of those things yesterday.
You did?
No kidding. Yeah.
Which one?
I'm not going to reveal.
Okay.
But, yeah, you get into that situation where children, you don't have to teach children to push back against authority.
Right.
You know, it's like we didn't say, hey, here's a way that you can, you know, tick your teachers off.
Right.
Or me someday. They just suddenly it's like one time you're talking to them. They get sass. And me not like the sass. Mm. Me like respect. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have like a whistle like in that Sound of Music? All the kids come. That's in a perfect line and salute.
They each have a specific whistle. No, yesterday I was thinking maybe I need a whistle. Maybe we need something here. But you have those moments where
that'd
you're
be
like,
funny
hey,
if you were like,
we need to like recenter here. What's the structure of this home? What's the expected behavior? How should we be operating as a family? And then, you know, recognizing you don't bring a perfect solution to the table either.
Mike,
I screw up a lot as a dad.
I mean, how fun would it be to be a fly on the wall?
Oh, I would love that. Oh,
right?
That would be awesome.
Oh, I'd love to see Dad Steve in action.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was pretty irritated. I was pretty irritated. Yeah. Sure, I'll tell you the situation with leaving all names out. It started.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
With the dog somehow got an old macaroni and cheese casserole dish and Lou was putting stuff in there, that we have a refrigerator in the garage, putting stuff in there, yada, yada, yada. The dog brings it down. It shatters into a million pieces in the garage. And then before any of us knew that this had happened, part of the casserole dish with old mac and cheese is out on the driveway as well. So he was dragging out pieces of glass that had mac and cheese on it and then dropped it. And then it shattered out there too. We were cleaning up a ton of glass everywhere, shop vacuuming, moving things around, sweeping.
Well, and who knows if the dog got anything.
We don't think that he did, and we're really hoping. We were watching for any signs last night. All seems to be normal. But yes, that a concern as well. So we're doing this, and then the house suddenly looked like a bomb went off. The house, parents know this, your house can look great, where you're like, somebody take a picture right now, this looks great. And within 6 minutes, the place can look like a bomb went off, especially when you've got little toys and little hands and they're just, things are strewn about. So it all came from your mom and I are outside sweeping up glass, and we have been essentially for the last half hour. I want you guys to get this whole place cleaned up. Everything that you're seeing right now, I don't care if it's your mess, your brothers, your sisters, whoever, everybody is now cleaning because you live in this house. So clean now. And I came in after sweeping and sweeping and sweeping. Donna, do you think that it was clean?
No.
It was not clean, Donna.
And I just sat up a little straighter, man.
That revealed a little
It
revealed a little stuff. I know, but see, that's the thing is, I'm back in the day, parents used to like yell, like actually yell.
It's true.
We all abuse the word yell now.
It's true.
Don't yell at me, Dad. I'm like, I mean, yell. You want to hear my, I'm not doing like a T-Rex scream into the ether.
I would like to leave now.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So then what happened?
So then we had a long, drawn-out conversation that was tense and frustrating, probably for everybody involved.
How many minutes did you give them to clean up?
Oh, when it wasn't done?
Yes, well, between the time you told them to do it.
So I was probably out there for about 10 or 15 minutes. I came back in and I said, what am I looking at here? What's going on? What was missed? And then one person said, I did my part, and the other person said that they did not want to do it now. And I said, okay. And then I called the other person down and said, it's time to clean. And then it was met with a response that wasn't great. I wasn't in a great space either, having been sweeping up glass after I got 3 crowns put in and had my mouth drilled for 2 hours.
Yeah,
admittedly was in a bad space, and I owned that.
I blame the dog.
But there was still other stuff that was happening. It unearthed some speech and some behavior that
you gotta
parent your way through it, or you gotta
nip that in the bud.
That's
right away.
Exactly right.
I hear you, Dad. I'll clean up my mess.
So then later when we had them clean, we said, we just don't care how long. There is no timer. We're not going to set a timer. It's just clean now. Just clean until it's all clean. I'm going to be sitting here.
Let's dance.
You're in timeout. Someone's going in timeout.
All right. You know what?
What?
The thing on the list that you missed was get off my lawn.
That is you, yes.
It's totally me. I've said it to kids before. I'm like, kids, no, we don't ride the bikes on my lawn.
Like it's Augusta National Golf Club over at her place.
Whatever.
I mean, come on.
Goodbye.
When we come back, a slow jam.
Oh, boy.
That'll make us laugh. That's next. Rocco, they just made me talk about being tense as a parent. And so I'm hoping that whatever you're bringing now is just filled with levity.
It involves offspring.
Oh, really?
And reproduction. Oops, let's get rid of
reproduction.
Reproduction. Yeah. Here comes.
Oh, no.
Here
it
goes.
Oh, chickens.
Hey, let's go to the Slow Jam request line, 651 Slow Jam. Hey, caller, what's your request?
Marnie says, Rocco missed a real opportunity in Slow Jam. She fully expected it to be our conversation about eggs.
All right, this one goes out to Marnie.
No.
Here's your Slow Jam.
You know how sometimes, like an egg yolk can be yellow? or it can be bright orange when it comes right out of the hen's vent.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Vent. How often? Okay, here comes farm talk.
Ooh, farm talk. Guess I better switch things up, y'all.
Y'all. There is a special vent that I think that vent is a one-purpose vent. I don't know. I don't know how chickens make baby chicks. I don't know what's happening. It's probably horrific. Anyway, this vent...
They need her.
Out
they need a rooster, I'm pretty sure.
I'm glad you said rooster. There was a synonym available.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just crazy, right? And then they're just gonna plop them out. And here's my question for you.
Okay.
If the chicken, if we didn't know about these eggs, people, if only chickens lived on the earth, would there be landfill-size mountains of eggs?
That's a good question.
Everywhere. Would the earth be littered with eggs? Because
probably.
We are the only ones who then put use to the eggs. Otherwise, they plop an egg out because that egg... And now, questions you wish you weren't on mic for. The egg can't turn into
the music.
A chicken?
Right.
Unless... Or can it?
I don't believe so, no, unless there's a rooster involved.
Okay. Do we have any calls?
Oh, yeah, that was the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
Now.
And that's why we're an award-winning show.
I did just Google it. Unprotected nests are easy targets for predators such as skunks, snakes, rats, opossums, raccoons, coyotes, foxes, blue jays, and crows. So if we didn't eat the eggs,
okay,
other animals would.
But I know, but if chickens were the only ones on the planet, yeah, as true. Steve suggested.
Or even if you just got rid of people, I don't know if snakes... skunks, etc. Or let's say this more realistically: if people just stopped
eating eggs,
dealing with eggs, but chickens continue to produce them,
right.
I think that is an interesting question. That there could in fact be, let's say Elizabeth Reese, she has chickens in her backyard,
right?
Wouldn't you hate to be her neighbor? I mean, you know, I guess there's not a rooster, but just chickens, aren't you? Like, why do you have these chickens? Maybe people love them. I don't know. Chickens are great. Please don't email me if you have chicken. I love it. Eggs are great. Your chicken is great and you're great. But if everybody just said we're going on strike, we're never going to eat an egg again, the chicken will continue to plop out the eggs because they don't do it based on supply and demand, right? They're like, I'm just going to continue to plop these out. In theory, her backyard could be filled
with
eggs within a year, probably.
It's kind of an interesting point.
Rocco, you know I'm on this.
Like,
here.
So the sole purpose for the chicken laying the egg is for our consumption, for to be consumed.
It seems that if they cannot turn into a chicken,
which
did we
do you
confirm
think the
that?
Chicken is like, I better lay these eggs. All those people wanted omelets.
Think of it this way.
But what's it doing it for? Or can it turn it? Did we get an answer? Can it turn into a chicken?
No, it cannot. Unless a rooster fertilizes the egg.
Okay,
see,
right.
These eggs
we talked about that.
Are like our eggs.
Yes.
The chicken, my assumption is that this is some form of ovulation. Look, we've got another slow jam for next week.
Every other day?
You know, a simple Google search could probably help us the next time we're going to be talking about
this. But this helps us. This is good for everybody's brain. We're thinking, we're wondering. Google eliminated wonder from the world.
We probably need to talk to somebody at the state fair next year. Maybe you should come to the state fair next year, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
I'm thinking about it. I think my schedule is going to be clear.
Good.
I think I'll do that.
So hens will lay eggs regardless of whether or not they're being kept in the company of a rooster.
Okay.
Your laying hen's body is naturally intended to produce an egg once every 24 to 27 hours, and it will form the egg regardless of whether the egg is actively fertilized during its formation.
Hmm.
Still doesn't answer the question. What do hens do with unfertilized eggs? Hmm.
They send them to Keys to make delicious breakfast.
She'll
There's a middleman involved.
But... Nice. She'll sit on the eggs for as long as she would if the eggs were fertilized. She doesn't know.
She would sit on them? Would she end up on a mound of eggs? Like, would she keep producing more eggs?
If she kept sitting on it, she won't lay any more eggs.
Get out of town.
So the farmer will take those eggs from her so she'll start laying again.
Oh, my.
Wow, what a fascinating animal.
Have you guys Googled how does a rooster fertilize an egg?
No, have you?
It involves cloaca on cloaca action.
Oh God,
Rocco!
I'm just saying.
We can't say cloaca on the radio. It's one of those seven dirty words.
Okay. The mating is a very quick process that lasts only a few seconds.
Oh, so no different than human. Oh man!
Wait a minute. So but they have to do it. Okay. What is a cloaca? Why are we doing this?
Because it's a character on Star Trek.
I am cloaca.
It is a cavity at the end of the digestive tract.
Barf.
For the release of both excretory and genital products.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
We should have somebody
No, hang on.
Can we get somebody to
the genital products aisle for a cleanup on...
Now that we're talking
full science here, a rooster... has an organ called the papilla or the papilla, which is located inside the bird, just inside the wall of the cloaca. It looks like a small bump and is not at all similar in form or function to
what
we are used to, right, except to the extent that it can produce
the stuff needed.
Got oh my it. Word. So did you see a video, Rocco?
No, just photographs.
I want to see a video right now.
Did you know that in Roman times, they used to call their sewers cloaca?
Really?
Yeah, now I'm looking at the wiki page for Cloaca Maxima.
Rocco, put safe search on.
It derives from Cloacina, a Roman goddess.
Mm.
Wow. I'm watching a rooster video right now.
Stillwater Steve says... exactly why I won't eat eggs. Kind of gross when you think about it. Mm.
As I expected.
Oh, everybody's emailing.
This is horrific to witness.
The average hen will produce about 600 eggs in her lifetime. Cloaca is pronounced cloaca.
Oh,
cloaca.
Cloaca.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, this rooster is very...
oh my God.
Intimidating. Following
Eric, I'm just gonna keep
these women around. Or these,
I'm know, just going to keep spewing out fun facts.
Don't use spew.
Oh, sorry. Eric says, I know folks who feed their chickens scrambled eggs. Blah. Hens vent. I love this sheet. Oh my God.
Fun fact. Did you read this from Alan? The average hen will produce about 600 eggs in her lifetime.
I sure did, Steve. But you were looking at chickens.
I'm sorry. I saw a rooster video of how they create more chickens. Oh my goodness. This rooster Oh my gosh. You know, this is probably the only time I've ever looked up these sort of animal videos is while on the air. And I did it once with horses and it shook me. Terrible.
That is not a fun thing to watch.
Rhinoceroses?
Try an elephant.
Okay.
Try that.
I did a rhino and it's just like insane that this is how they, how it happens. Let's take a phone call. Did they go away?
They just went away. Oh. I think a lot of people just went away.
From the station at large.
Totally. Bye, everybody. It was good while it lasted.
Yeah, guys, we had 5.5 years of this stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was fun.
Hey, Rocco, thank you. That was fun.
Oh, am I? Oh, there goes my music. Goes.
Speaking of, that little cuckoo bird. I wonder if that little cuckoo bird on the Rocco Clocko is a chicken.
Probably not. All right, let's find out what the soup is. We're both starving.
So hungry. We will call Brian and figure that out. That when we come back. It's Dawn and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. I was just going to look and see if there's any new Google reviews, because I always tell you to check them out because they're really good. Here's somebody from just 5 months ago. Said the Crescent Tide team was a gift. Calm, kind, sincere, clear, never hurried or impatient. Always available. The reviews are always like that. They also say the other thing that is a real big positive for Crescent Tide, and that is the price. You know, when end-of-life stuff occurs, you don't want to be spending a ton of money. You just want to maybe pay the least amount of money and then maybe go have a celebration of life for that person. That's where you want to spend your money, right? Simple cremations start at just $800 at Crescent Tide. They like to say they keep things simple, transparent, and affordable. It's Lisa and Verlin. It's a small family-owned business here in St. Paul. Like I said, my mom signed up for a prepay, pre-planned cremation. Maybe that's something you want to do for your family. CrescentTide.com.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve extravaganza on My Talk 107.1. Where talk is fun, Steve.
What's up, lady?
Hey, remember earlier? I was really deep diving into some of our stories and some listener emails. I have a follow-up. So, we were talking about how Rihanna had this guy come to her house and wanted to propose to her, but he didn't really make it past her driveway. So, this is a stalker type situation. So, we started talking about, wow, like, this is public knowledge where people live. Doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or not. Quick Google search, you could get anyone's address, I think, right?
Yeah, unless you block it. Yeah, you can have a block.
I didn't know you could block it.
But see, in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, even if you block it, you've got all these people who for a living are driving around waiting to see you exit a house. And then it's like, okay, confirmed.
Right.
That's Rihanna's house.
Right.
You know.
All right. Well, there was a story from a listener, Sonia, who was saying that you read the email and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, they were back in the 80s. Sonia said her husband and his sister, I think, they went out and they were in Beverly Hills and like, found some stars' homes and then went up and knocked on one of the doors at Diana Ross's house. And Paul Stanley, who Diana Ross was dating at the time, Paul Stanley from Kiss, opened the door. And she was like, yeah, you can't do that anymore. And I thought, that's cool. That's good information. Fun email.
And then I was like, wait, what? I want to know what was said when the door was opened. I want to know how you got through security. There's a lot of details that were left out. So, Sonia says, here's more details.
Okay, great.
Paul Stanley answered the door in his robe.
Wow.
My hubby was 12 at the time and instantly knew who Paul Stanley was.
Oh, wow.
Paul said, hello, children. Then my husband, 12-year-old husband, said, isn't this Diana Ross's house? Paul Stanley said, yes, kid, I'm visiting. They then small talked for a few minutes and left. That's it. Funny encounter.
That was a nice addition to the story, Donna.
Thank you, Sonia.
I'm glad you demanded more, and Sonia, thank you for sending in more.
Yeah, Sonia, you're a rock star, man.
Boy, I didn't think he was 12.
Me either.
Yeah, kid.
Oh my God, could you imagine? You open your door and there's someone like, "Hey, Mr. Patterson, I'm a big fan."
Ooh. Me no like you.
Me have your address.
Me have your address.
I know you do.
Me took pictures outside of your garbage cans once.
Did you know about this, Mike?
I did not.
Oh, well, why don't you share, Steve?
Well, I had her address because I had sent something to her house once, and then I was
Who gave you the address, by the way?
Don't worry about it.
Power play.
So then I get her address, and I had always said, you know, I just thought it'd be funny to just drive and take a picture outside of her house and not knock or call or anything and just send it to her.
And so one day I drove
my mom to the airport. I was in Bloomington. I was in the neighborhood. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I swing by here? And I went, and she still hadn't taken her garbage and recycling cans in. And so I just took a picture there saying, hey, don't forget to bring these back in. Oh, was it a video?
Yes.
A video just reminding you, like, take these in, don't forget. And then I left, and then I sent it to her. And
I was still in bed, got the video, got the notification, and I was like, hit play. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me right now. This creeper was standing outside my house taking a video. So, remember the flowers you sent?
Yes, I do.
Well, they had your address on the envelope.
You know why they did? Because that's when I Donna's dog had passed away, and I was in Burbank at the time.
Shooting Ring Nation in Burbank.
And Donna's dog dies, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to send her flowers.
Very thoughtful.
So then I send her flowers, and then they accidentally went to my house, and Lou texted me and said, are these flowers supposed to go to Donna? Because then, like, the card, I'm sure, said something. And I said, yes. Crap, are they at the house? And she said, yes. How funny. I got them, and I thought, oh, wow. Steven sent me flowers because I've been home with the kids alone for a few weeks while he's out there working.
That would have been a nice thing to do.
So that was a bummer. That was not great. So that's probably why the address is there, because that's originally where they went.
Yep.
Donna, you are welcome anytime, except not weekdays and a lot of weekend mornings, and also evenings and the weekend and the afternoons. Almost every day are out. Come on, knock at my door.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it can't be.
If you're hungry today,
so down
to the cafe.
It's it is big
soup of the day.
Doop dooby dooby doop doop.
Oops.
Oh, better be something good.
Oh, come on.
All right. That's all right.
I like the dial tone.
What are you hoping for? I'm hoping for Split Pea.
Gar.
All right.
By gar, I meant barf.
Cafeteria's Brian.
Hey, buddy.
You guys just hung up on me.
Well, that was Mike.
Yeah, it was a thing. Sorry. Didn't mean to. Hey, it's Friday.
Yep.
Let's start with the soup. What's our soup today?
I got a chicken black bean and rice with like a roasted tomato jalapeno base.
Oh.
Is it hot?
No, it's okay. You'll be all right.
All right. All right.
You mean spicy, Donna, huh?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hot.
It's always fire hot. Man, that pot that you guys keep that stuff in.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's a reason for that.
It's a hot pot. What's up with the reason for the hot pot?
There's just certain people that like their soup hot.
Understood. Understood. And let me be on the record as saying I support that.
Me too.
Heat level.
I got something for you guys.
What do you got?
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Wait a second.
Oh.
Is this a riddle?
Is this a palindrome?
That is my favorite palindrome.
That's a palindrome?
Go hang a salami. Go
say it again, Brian.
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible. And do you know that we're in the middle of 10 days of palindromes that started on March 20th? So
I do.
Okay.
So that's why I would give you guys a good one.
That's a really good one.
Now, Donna, you say it. See what he just said.
Oh.
You wrote it down.
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
You got it.
What a journey. Yeah. Before you go, entree today?
Oh, it is a seafood basket. So cod and shrimp, you know, got to stick with the Lent theme. A couple more weeks, guys. Okay.
Breaded?
Breaded.
You're killing me.
Sorry.
It's all right.
We got to go.
I'll have the soup.
Bye.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, salamis.
All right. I do like the word salami.
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
That's
a solid one.
Funny.
Dang.
What was the one that you said yesterday, Mike?
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. That was always my favorite one. Now go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog is up there.
That's
come
great.
On. That's real good.
You can't top
salami,
that.
Lasagna, hog all together. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
And it's aggressive too. Go hang a salami.
Yeah.
I'm a lasagna hog. I love it.
Big weekend plans, Donna?
You got it, buddy. Going to the cabin.
Oh, very nice. Must be awesome to have. You've been successful and now you own multiple properties.
Oh, look at how his tune has changed.
What are you talking about?
Why are you being nice?
No, I'm just saying it must be really, really nice. You have multiple properties and that's incredible.
You going to the barber? What's up?
I'm going to go to the barber. Yes, I am. Spell that backwards.
I don't want to.
It's Bear Ab.
I mean, what am I, taking a road test for a DWI?
Hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog. I think, yeah, we could just use hang a salami now as a buzz off, you know? Like when we used to record just
oh,
little,
yeah.
You know, we could do that.
Like sit on it.
Yeah.
Hang a salami. I don't know about that.
Why?
I don't know. I think people might think it means something dirty.
I'll tell you what's interesting about salami. It's got to be cut the right thickness. You get too thick you're chomping into now just a huge hunk of salami.
It's like jerky.
Oh.
Yeah, but I do like salami. Bye.
See you guys. We did it. We did a whole week of programming, 3 hours a day, 5 days this week. That's 15 hours of us entertaining you. And we are privileged to do it. And we hope that we made you laugh and we hope that we made you smile. Our encouragement, as always, on a Friday is that you would passionately embrace a stranger.
At the Starbucks drive-thru.
Get out of your vehicle and hug the person behind you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye now.